they're not barbarians in the sense that they're, you know, just purely foreigners, which is the origin of the word in Greco-Roman history, that it's somebody who's far away and can't speak Greek, so he just says bar, bar, bar. That's where the word comes from, is the Greeks trying to express their disdain. Barbarians are our own people who are trying to destroy the lives of young children who they want to turn into the opposite sex, if such a thing were possible. They are people that destroy statues. And the reason that I call them barbarians is because they do not have the capacity to build. They're building nothing. The country is infrastructurally and certainly morally in massive and rapid decline. Everyone knows that, not just when you drive over a pothole or encounter some fresh insanity in your newsfeed. Barbarians are categorically people who cannot build. And the analogy is that when the Roman Empire is conquered by people who are, in that case, largely foreigners to the empire to one degree or another, they are not able to even maintain, let alone extend, a lot of the things that Romans had built. Some of this is engineering. Some of this are the arts and the sciences. But they simply cannot build. They know only how to tear down. And that's where our barbarians are, too. They occupy most of our institutions, everything from Harvard University, which was founded to train Congregationalist preachers, to the Library of Congress, to anything. They live in the institutions. They draw the paychecks from those institutions, but they do not build or extend anything beautiful or worthwhile. They tear down and hold seminars on systematic racism.